from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's time for the podcaster who doesn't know if it's bread week or dairy week, but I'm pretty sure I'll be wrong, whatever I guess. Because they say, no, it's biscuit week, dude. Oh, boy, is it biscuit week? Which kind of biscuits? Because then I got to back up again. A man that doesn't know his biscuit from his cookie, from his, like, wouldn't know the difference between a scone, a biscuit, and a cookie, or he would, but then he wouldn't know how to describe them regionally. But then it doesn't know the difference between international and regional. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to keep you company and put you to sleep because you deserve a good night's sleep. A podcast that's here to be your friend in the deep, dark night. A sleep podcast that doesn't necessarily put you to sleep, but that's here while you fall asleep. I'm here to give you a bedtime you could at least feel neutral about, if not look forward to. I'm someone that struggles with sleep, too. I know how it feels. And I'm here to help if I can. So I'm so glad you're here. What we got coming up is we got sport. That's how the show comes out free twice a week. And then there's a long meandering intro that's there to ease you into bedtime as you wind down or chill out or do some other activity or you're in bed getting comfortable. And then we'll talk about Great British Bake Off eventually. But this is the podcast that never get, holy cow, proofing. It's been proofing since 2013. Put that thing in a proving drawer. He's the one that disproves proving drawers. It's time, if you're confused, yep, you're in the right place because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that doesn't, that does, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And here's a couple ways we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. But this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answers to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now. And the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D, the double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available, relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. It is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast where I pop my peas, if you please. I thank the listeners who support the sponsors, who take action. That's how we're able to be here for you free twice a week, is those people. I know so many people enjoy this ad-supported linear show, and I'm so glad we get to do it for you, and it's with all these people's help. And I want to thank Paisley. Now, Paisley moved to a rural area, was looking for a new doctor, used ZocDoc free app. I downloaded that ZocDoc app for free, ZocDoc.com/sleep. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep, I believe, for free. You supported sleep with me and found a new doctor. That's amazing. And then Paisley said, I think I want to be, not only do I want to support sleep with me, I want to be on that Sleepy Supporter Zone. I want to hear my name, Paisley. So Paisley let ZocDoc know about it. Let me know about it. Paisley filled out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. So thank you, Paisley. So that's the first part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part is you getting the support you need right now. If you're in need of support right now, fill out, just go to the show notes. There's links to resources, including international resources you could connect with. It's also about being a part of positive change, taking action, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying stop AAPI hate, not just saying support Ukraine, but taking action, learning more. There's links to resources where you could do that in the show notes, or you could join some of the things we're doing, supporting the Midnight Mission and people experiencing homelessness in Los Angeles, supporting the Trevor Project, and supporting Hand in Hand. So wherever your heart is, wherever your heart aches, you could take action. You don't have to help us support one of those organizations, but you can, or you could go out there and support something else, you know, just to be a part of positive change. But you could always check out the show notes for more information if you want to support one of those organizations and join us. And that's the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on the show. Who are they?
This posty poster song sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. W the Legend. Also edits episode. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the mystery bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through. Listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcript.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget, you want ad, you say, I want I prefer an ad-free experience. I prefer story-only episodes, but I want it for free. You could earn it. Sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. You just introduce people to the free podcast, and you could earn months of ad-free episodes of Sleep With Me and story-only episodes of Sleep With Me and Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts on your mind, things you're thinking about. Maybe they're about the past, the present, the future. So thoughts. It could be anything, feelings related to those thoughts, emotions, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature or routine. Whatever it is that's keeping you awake, it could be, you know, you could be having something coming up, you could be going through something, you could be preparing, you could be going somewhere, you could have guests. How come there's the song, like, you know, it probably comes up on the podcast twice a year, Be Our Guest, right? I don't know, my experience is like, oh no, there's guests. Or is there any way I could get out of having guests? And I realize, I mean, I guess, like, if I was, I'd be like, just because I'm a lampstick, I still got to live here. And I realize it's the role or my, this is a terms of my employment. But, I mean, you got to be kidding me with this. How many guests can one Duke or Earl have? And why is this guest, that we have the Earl of Duke and the Duke of Earl coming? And that's a lot of, like, are either one of them an actual duke or earl? Oh, they're in fiefdoms within one another's fiefdoms? Oh, in my imagination. Interesting. Okay, so, but yeah, so you could have guests, which I'd say, or you even been thinking about the concept of guests or preparing to be a guest. If any of that comes up for you, it comes up for me. I say, okay. Couldn't I just stay, I don't want to inconvenience you. Really, that means I'm not sure I'm emotionally equipped to handle being a guest in your home. If you could read between I'll just stay at a hotel. It's no big deal. And really, that part is the truth. What I'm saying is it's no big deal compared to, I don't know what it like to say. If I had to describe it to you, I'd be unable to describe it to you, except for people that listen to a certain type of sleep podcast that get this. There's a book called The Unbearable Lightness of Being or something. I could write a book called The Unbearable Weight of Being, of Anticipating Being a Guest or Having Guests, even though the actual weight of that is very low, feather-like. Anticipating the unbearable weight of guesting or being a guest. That one, even Gingerbread Press, an imaginary printing press within my mind that's never actually printed a book, they said that doesn't even sound like we could get, even in your imagination, with that title, we can't do it. And I'd say, well, it was just, I'm not sure if it was a metaphor or an analogy, but they say, well, it's definitely not an idiom that anyone would go with. And I'd say, but yeah, you understand, right? You say, like, this is the thing. I love you. You could stay here, but it, like, I, like, as long as it, like, but now I'm already thinking about it. And it's not you. This is one of those situations where it really isn't you. It's me. You say, I love you. I'd love to stay with you for free. Of course, like, I'd love to, you know, whatever. As long as they don't charge, if they charge a resort fee, I'll stay with you, because that one would be, then I would have to look at my, you know, I'd have to take a look at my emotional baggage I'm taking with me on this trip. And I'd say my reaction to that would probably be easier to just stay with you in that case. But otherwise, how about, what if we just exchange you now? Then I'd still overthink it. So it could be thoughts, could be feelings, physical sensations, whatever it is. If I can't relate to it, there's someone listening who probably can, that's listening right now. And even if someone that's listening right now hasn't gone through the same thing you're coping with or you're going through, a lot of us can relate to how it feels. That's why I call it the deep, dark night. And like I said at the top of the show, the whole idea of this podcast is you really do deserve a good night's sleep. If you don't ever listen to the show again and you have one takeaway, that is the thing to take away. You deserve a bedtime you don't have to dread. You deserve a bedtime you could look forward to, or at least feel neutral about and say, oh, okay, yeah, I'm ready for bed now. Well, great. I'm going to do my wind down stuff. Because when you get the rest you need, your life is more manageable and you could be out there living your life more fully. You could be flourishing. And that is important to me. And a lot of the other people that are listening are nodding their heads along right now. They're saying, yeah, it is important. You do deserve a good night's sleep. We do know how it feels. And if you never listen to the show again after that, there's a list of other sleep podcasts and sleep stuff on there. sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. Because this show is very different. A lot of people get here skeptical or doubtful because it's not a normal anything. It's not what you expected, probably. You're probably expecting someone charming, relaxed. But no, yeah, I mean, what can I say? I can play the role of a good guest. But if you did a super zoom on my face, you could see, or if you were like, one of those superheroes that can hear muscles when they creak. I think that was Remo Williams for some reason. But you'd say, I can hear his jaw, like his jaw muscles, as he says, oh boy, do I love being a guest. Oh boy. I mean, and I can fill the role of hosting. I mean, I got towels for you. I've got a washcloth, multiple ones if you need them. All clean. I'm happy to have you. Conceptually, I'm happy to be your guest or have you as a guest, conceptually. And intellectually, probably. I'm just ill. Emotionally, I'm not, like, this is just, we're just missing a few prime pieces of equipment. Internally, I just don't have the internal makeup for either one. But we'll make it work. That's the beauty of being a human. And really what's sleeping, but we'll figure out a way to make it work because we love one another. Or we're trying to be loving people in this world. Like, you deserve love, and you deserve to love yourself and get the sleep and rest you need. And as a guest, I'd say, we won't, you know, this would be a discussion I'm having on a sleep podcast, and we're not going to have this when you're my guest. I'm so glad you're here. I can't wait for you to get here. Can't wait to get there. Can't wait to get there. Did you say the bed you have is a micro twin? Okay, can't wait to sleep on that. It's a fold-out couch. Oh, fold-out chair. Made of iron. Great. Sounds sturdy. Can't wait to get there. How many sit-down meals? Are, oh, 44. All your neighbors. Oh, boy. I can't wait. So whatever it is, what was I going to say? Oh, this podcast is very different. What I do is I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents. We've already had a couple of those. All to keep you company while you fall asleep. This show is, it's weird. It's a podcast, but you don't really listen to it. You could listen, but for most people, they just kind of barely listen. Some people have me turned down to a mumble. Some people, like, they're barely paying attention, but you could listen is the secret of the show. You don't need to. Doesn't make a ton of sense. I mean, it's relatable material. I think that I'm pretty confident that at least 70% of Sleep With Me listeners are like, oh yeah, I could relate to one of those too. And if not, if you got the double jackpot like I did, you say, okay, well, yeah, no, I love the idea of being your guest. I would even say that. I'd say, so you're a living teapot, huh? And you got this cute little child named Chip and you're animated. And, oh boy, so you can do that with your, those are candles, but they're also appendages. Okay. And clearly you're a clock, and a dresser. Oh, but yeah, you're like one of those dusting things. Oh yeah, you're cute. And you'll be singing for me. Okay. That sounds, oh, but I'll be sleeping here. Okay. And if I come out of my room, some of you actually live in my, you're a part of my room. Oh, you're telling me my bed is sentient. Okay. And I'm going to be a guest of Belle and the Beast. They're esteemed guests. Oh boy. And, oh, you learned to sing from Angela Lansbury. Yeah, she's one of my heroines. So, oh, you could tell me story. Okay. But so I'm going to be sleeping here in the same room as some of you, and I'll have to make conversation with Belle and the Beast. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Like, does Belle's dad still have that wagon? Could I just rent the wagon out and then I'll come in for part of the meals and stuff like that? Or like, are we shoot? Is this a movie? Is this like Beauty and the Beast 4, the unlikable guest? The guest without welcome. That's what I'd say, because you're welcoming. I totally get it. I'm not trying to. Sorry, Chip. I didn't mean to make you cry. It's just, this is just, is that what happens when you see my insides? That's what happened, Chip. I shouldn't have showed you my insides. You're a child. I didn't realize, even as a teacup. Here's a saucer for your tears. Is that like your sister or something? Anyway, got to move on. Sorry, Chip and everybody else. I can't be your guest, it turns out. Man, this podcast went right off the rails. I just made Chip cry. I don't know. I don't even know which is your back and which is your front. Can I pat you from the inside, like of your cup? What if I fill you with warm milk? Oh, there you go. You like that, huh, Chip? Okay, good, good. Okay, so this is a podcast you don't really listen to. I mean, I think that qualifies it. I just communicating, like, you see, was that fan fiction? What just happened? And they said, Lumiere, get over here. And we don't need reading. We don't need reading level. We need something much higher than that. I mean, that would be hard if I had to, like, I realized, I know they all became human again. This was just some sort of pathway in my mind I got lost in. Some part of my brain just wanted to point that out to me and everybody else. You realize that? And I said, no, well, this is like a midquel. It's not a prequel. There was a point where the Beast, they thought I, like, before Belle got there, this all happened before Belle arrived. You know, during those lean years, I mean, the movie just makes it seem like it was 2 seconds, but we all know that's why everybody was so happy that Belle came, not because of the Beast or the, you know, the flower or whatever. It was like that last guy made Chip cry. Poor Chip. Just in case you're unfamiliar with Beauty and the Beast, Chip was a teacup and a kid, apparently. I thought this would be, so this podcast you don't really listen to doesn't actually put you to sleep either, believe it or not. I'm here to keep you company while you fall asleep, to be your boyfriend, your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar bestie, your neighbor, your boar burr, your boyfriend, to keep you company whether you're awake or asleep. There's people that listen to the show that can't sleep, so I'm here to keep you company. There's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm here to the very end. Shows are over an hour. So that's a couple things to know about the show. The other thing that can throw people off is the structure of the podcast. It's structured in a very specific way so they can be like benefit the most amount of people, but it is adaptable if you become a regular listener. And at first, no one likes the show. I mean, or almost no one. Yeah. So if you're feeling that way, that's what it takes, a couple tries to get used to. But structurally, the show starts off with a greeting, friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, so you feel seen and welcomed in. Then there's support, so the podcast can be free, and we have like over 560 episodes in the archives for free, so you can listen whenever you want. You could find your favorites and listen to your favorites over and over again, or whatever works for you. But, you know, but there's an intro after the support, which goes on and on and on. I think we're probably in a minute, like, I don't know, after Chip's tears, I feel like I've been doing this intro for 4 days. Believe it or not, I was the first person they said, we thought you could help us with the flower and stuff, but we'd prefer to, you know, now that Chip is feeling so sad, I'd say, could this be a direct video release then? Anyway. They didn't think that was funny. And they said, we invited you into our home as our guest. We even got ready to sing the song. And I said, don't worry, this isn't the first time this has happened. It definitely is me and not you. And then Angela, she said, I don't know, Miss Potts. Yeah, she said, this isn't the first time it's happened. She started steaming. And she said, what do they call that? She spontaneously steamed, like, just in my presence. That's when I said my goodbyes. Really opened up my pores, though. So that was good. Okay, so structure the show. What was it? So the intro goes on and on and on. To introduce new people to the podcast, to see where it goes. Who knew that any of this would come up? But also what the intro does is it gives you like a little bit of a transition from being awake to asleep. The intro is like the twilight of the show, where your volume on your day is slowly lowered, whether you're in bed getting comfortable or you're doing some other relaxing activity or you're getting ready for bed or you're just chilling. The intro is meant to ease you into bedtime, not so much to put you to sleep. But it could push you to sleep. Then there's support, and then we'll talk about the Great British Bake Off and just kind of meander about that. No flatware, no cups. No, that was all imaginary, just in case there's anybody listening. It did not make Chip cry, except in my mind. I mean, well, no, I did, I guess. Chip in my imagination did tear up. Wasn't intentional, though. But I guess technically, the chip within me is as real as any other chip, right? Maybe that's what it could be. How I learned to find the chip within me and be a good guest and host people. My story, like if I become the next Ebenezer Hilton or whatever. All right. So I'm glad you're here. That's about all you need to know. Just see how the podcast goes. I really appreciate you coming by. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive. I really want to help you fall asleep. So again, thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Air Doctor. There's an Air Doctor humming in the other room right now. You can't hear it, but I know it's there. And I know it's going to be smoky season here in the Bay Area. Not to mention they live by a freeway and a cement plant. And so I love the peace of mind and the easy use that the Air Doctor brings because it just works. It's one of those things, it just works. And you may hear me say this, and I mean it. I love my Air Doctor because Americans spend 90% of our time indoors. We take about 20,000 breaths a day. And according to the EPA, indoor air can be as much as 100 times more polluted than outdoor air. And just in my house, that's about 60,000 breaths a day between my daughter, my dog, Koa, and I. And I'm so happy. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold, so my lungs don't have to. Neither do your lungs. And the things I love about Air Doctor, one, it has a night mode where you could turn off all the lights. It has auto mode, or you could set the fan speed for what works for you. And I like to have my hair cleaned everywhere, in my room, in my daughter's room, and upstairs in our living room. I really believe you'll love it as much as I do. And they have a bunch of amazing options too now. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. So head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code SLEEP, and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. And exclusive to podcast customers, you will receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com, and use that promo code SLEEP. Thanks, everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. All right, everybody, it's Bread Week here, episode 4, and it starts with some puns I'm going to do live here because I couldn't write them all down. Noel's writing puns, putting together a playlist to check this out. Prue sits down with 2 cups of tea or coffee. I really like for Noel his shirt. That's like my colors that I like. It's kind of like some sort of wavelength style print. But the color is just popping. But for him, it's like a somewhat understated shirt. Like, he could go into a bank with that shirt. And he'd say, yeah, I'm dressed to go into a bank. Scone Jovi, Bun Direction. So 2 for 2. Lethal Drizzle, Flanderan. A whole playlist of baking puns. Amazing. Susie Shoe, 9-inch nails. Really funny stuff. Susie Shoe, 9-inch nine-inch nails. Krusty Springfield. Promise we wouldn't do it. Ganaches to Ashes. Doanna Ross. He's got more. Fiddler on the Proof, Whisk and Shout, Total Eclipse of the Tart, Ringo Starr Anise, Bun DMC. So real fun to open. Then we do the sequence, you know, make the episode sequence. And, you know, a lot of reasons to sweat and a lot of focus. It's sort of dairy week, but it's dairy in different forms, obviously. They're not making dairy. They're using dairy. Henry gets the best joke. Then it opens. And what do we got? This is the first ever dairy week. You're going to be pushed to your limits. We also get ducks, baby ducks, talking heads. Alice is happy to be back. Helena's confident to be back. I'm going to call Paul Pablo. Week 4. Bread week went well for Michael. Dairy's different. Could ruin it. Phil's apprehensive. He doesn't do a lot of dairy work. And Henry didn't realize that dairy could come from a goat, sheep, buffalo, or a horse, he says. And I said, Henry, I'm not sure. And Steph has had so much dairy this week that she might go vegan. So morning bakers celebrating all things dairy. They're going to do a dairy cake with a cultured milk product, which could be yogurt, buttermilk, or something else, I guess. It should make a moist sponge. Sounds delish. Actually, I said maybe I should get into that. Get ready, get set, bake. We start off with Michelle, who's David. Dairy World's, there's this thing, I forgot. This is a bit of irony early. Noel says, the dairy world is a hotbed. I don't know if this is or not. Dairy world's a hotbed of innovation. Now artisan bakers are bucking the plant-based trend and harnessing the very best it has to offer. So Alice is using yogurt. She's very cheery. Microbial benefits, the darling of cake making now. And Paul talks about celebrating dairy, trying to use a culture. You can moisten it, Prue says, but it's common in Northern Europe. So where they study Scooter's brain, the same place. I'll have to ask the next time I'm there, have you checked my brain that it's not a culture? They say you have a culture. Oh, they did say that. They said you have a cultured brain. But I thought I said, yeah, right, I do go to plays and music. You're right, I do have a, and they said, no, never mind, he won't understand. That's the other thing, no offense to all the whatever brain scientists in Northern Europe, but when you talk about me, like when I'm in the room, you know, I get it, I totally do, so I guess I can't criticize, but I do notice, but I guess that's the thing. I don't know, but in Northern Europe, you just do it. First of all, I usually have, you're very well dressed. Maybe it's the culture dairy cakes up there. He says, well, he won't, because I said, of course my brain's cultured. I mean, I said, whoa, let's not go so far. I mean, I really was like, give me some more compliments. But they were referring, I believe now. So that's interesting, but that has nothing to do with the episode. But don't overbake it. That's the main message. You don't want it claggy. We start off with Steph, who now is in my top. I was rooting for Amelia, and then we had Chris Posty Posterson lookalike earlier. And I don't know, Steph's always smiling, works three different jobs. I don't have, there's other people I'm rooting for, but, you know, I shouldn't have brought it up. So Steph goes, because Steph is like very humorous, but in a Scooter-esque way, under her breath and whatever, dropping jokes like fumbling a football, but on purpose. So her cake is called the Answer to Everything cake. It's a chocolate, buttermilk, moist and light. But she says, feeling good? It's a good cake. Feeling bad? Chocolate and raspberry. If you're happy, good. If you're sad, it's good. Prue cracks up. Buttermilk, raspberry, some sort of leaves on there. I don't know. Crushed pistachios. Why buttermilk? Well, be spongy. Paul says, well, what's in there? And she says, oh, this is one of her jokes. Says, do you understand what cultured dairy is? And she goes, lactic acid, maybe? You know what my mom said? Do you know why it's lactic acid? And she says, not again, Mom. The jokes aren't funny when you, put them on a sleep podcast and mispronounce them. Oh, and then, yeah, Rosie's kind of like, Paul's listening to Rosie to try to explain it. She ends up being correct, but I already missed what she said, fermenting something or other. So limoncello, she's making a limoncello vodka, good dose of limoncello is her cake. Also, David's working with limoncello, and him and Sandy start drinking out of a saucer. So they're drinking limoncello out of a saucer, which is very entertaining. For me, I couldn't stop at one saucer. David's is a lemon and poppy seed, limoncello glaze. I love lemon cake. Holy moly. And David says, yeah, it's good for the microbiome. So yogurt is yogurts. They say yogurt with something like that in there, which is much more. And I don't know. That's just the way they do it. Phil's doing a trucking lovely rose cake, rose water syrup, a buttercream roses. They're talking about driving his lorry. He does 44-ton fuel tanker. And then him and Noel talk about the horns. King of the road. Pigeons. Priya's making a banana chocolate cake. I never thought about putting chocolate into a banana bread, but I love that idea. And glammed up banana loaf toffee sauce. I said, hello. Did you just say toffee sauce, Priya? And Paul criticizes the way her her dough looks split. She goes, well, that's the way it is. And then Noel says, he's a banana boy. He loves bananas. I guess he's like a minion then, because they love bananas. If you ever need a kid like that's right now, not a little kid, but a kid that's like whatever, preschool, you could just, right now that still works. If you need to connect with them, you just say banana. Anytime, you know, you need some context, like something yellow or whatever, but just a pro tip, you know, Michael's doing a cheesecake surprise, like a cheesecake, raspberry cheesecake swirl in the middle of the cake, but he's feeling stressful. He's made it 10 times, I think he says, 9 of them did not go well. I think only one worked out. And then we got, I'm not cheering to go because the time's up, halfway through. Oh, Paul, and then Noel pretends he's on the phone. He says, 9 of you are going home this week because you didn't cheer loud enough. Then we got the going into the oven sequence, crossing the fingers sequence, talking, what you know, if it's overbaked or underbaked, double dairy gamble. Somebody's doing a double dairy gamble, not a double dare. I wonder if they ever had Dairy Week on Double Dare. Helena's making buttercream flowers. It's Dairy Week on Double Dare. She's making a Casper cake, almond and buttermilk, which, of course, cute, very cute Casper. Sorry, I meant to say that. But she also has a beautiful pin, cool shoes. Helena's cool. I mean, I'm more rooting for her. Oh, and she said, by the way, I'm leaving my husband and marrying you, Noel. We'll marry on Halloween. And he talks about, oh, I'll tell my partner that as well. Alice is working on leaves decorated in white chocolate, getting ready to top her cake. Leafy yogurt cake with cardamom and pistachio lemon. She took it to school and fed it to the kids and said, try this. And they didn't like it. She said, I realize it's different than what we had before. Pistachio and cardamom. Sounds interesting to me, though. Then, who's this? Michelle's making, what are those called again? Forgot what they're called. Meringues. Yeah, those are meringues. Apple crisps. Rhubarb. Pecan crumble. Homely rhubarb cake. And she used to stir, like make custard with her mom and just stir. She's harnessing home comforts. Other people are looking further afield, including a streusel cake, a breakfast German cake. Henry's working on ode to a German breakfast cake, spiced apple. Spiced apple and streusels. These are my kind of cakes. Noel gets Henry some water and says, see, I can help. I'm good at that. 45 minutes left. Dairy dallying. No dairy dallying, Sandy says. And then Noel laughs. They make each other crack up this season a lot. Michael's testing his timer, wondering when he should take his cake out. The extra rise means like the cake tins are full to the brim, but they're all worried about the release because the more detailed the tin, the harder to unmold. And so people start, because if your cake gets stuck, then it doesn't look good. Michelle breaks her tray, but she doesn't break her cake. And this ended up seeming like a bigger deal than, I mean, for her cake, it needed to be protected by the team. And Phil and Michael help her, but then Noel sneaks into the background and backs out. So really good, a lot of good comedy. I guess you can kind of see where they hide out with production, though. I just noticed that for the first time. And they said, Noel, get in there. Like, maybe that's where they're watching all the feeds from the cameras. I don't know. Like, pre-editing. That'd be nice to have, because I don't know how many cameras they have. At least, I don't know, 5, 6, 7. or how, I mean, a lot of it is handheld, but they're all handheld. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. So just, it just, now poor Michael's cake does not come out of his tin. It is cracked. And, even Steph's biting her finger looking at it because he says, this is my worst nightmare. It's really unrescuable. He says it. I don't even need to. So that's not good. We get a zoom shot. 15 minutes left, a shot of the outside. Everybody's doing different things. Priya and Henry are trying to help Michael. David's glazing his cake. Rosie's icing it. Steph's decorating hers. Priya's helping Michael try to reassemble his cake. Elena's ghost is getting painted. Groovy Ghoulies, Noel says. That's another one. Oh, they also had, like, really powerful music for Henry. Like, but not good. Horn music. And then they switched to action music before the 15 minutes, which already happened. Then we have the final decoration. Everybody's hands are shaking. Time is up. People sigh. Priya was still helping Michael right up until the last second. Michael says, I'd put it in the bin if I was at home. And she says, well done. He says, please don't be nice to me. And then she goes, I like your shirt. And that makes him laugh. And your triangles and your macaroons, I think Rosie says. Or macaroons. And okay, now you got to deal with Paul and Peru. I would presume they edited this out of sequence, but Henry's up first. Definitely looks great, delicious, nice and light. Love the nuts. Apple, really good. He used yogurt. Bruce says delicious. Nice and light. And yeah, that was the test. It blends together. Thank you very much. Henry has on a tie. Rosie's up. What's the alcohol level in there? She says, hi. Vodka and limoncello. And her cake looks like a lemon, like a nice lemon loaf. Use the culture milk, spot on. Thank you. Sponge, light and airy. Lemon comes through. Beautiful, Rosie. Thank you. They pocket some limoncello in Prue's pocket. Elena's cake, scary sweet, lovely, lovely color. And it's good. For Mad Woman, you're doing well. And Paul says, that's the pot calling the kettle. David's cake's up next. Looks very classy. Paul takes a bite. Structure's nice and light. Lemon comes through. Poppy's one of my favorite things. Bruce dancing. She says, I love it. And we go to Steph. Hers is so much chocolate, they say. And she goes, that's the answer to everything. And she goes, buttermilk's in there. They're taking a bite. Lovely, light, moist sponge. So rich. A little bit will go a long way. Thank you, Steph. Then fills up after that. A little bit messy. He says, okay. Texture's pretty good, though. And not getting a lot of rose. Could have dialed it up more, Phil. Come on. And when they go to Alice. Wow, looks really, really pretty. Let's have a look. They start testing it out. A little bland. Where's the lemon drizzle? Where's the cardamom? Pistachio. Texture's good. Light and moist. Thank you. And Priya. She even has gold leaf on her thing. But they don't like the look of it because they say, we'll hold our judgment for the texture. A lot of chocolate. Outside's tough. But banana part is good. Such a lightness to the banana bread. Thank you, Priya. Michelle's up after that. Meringues are beautiful. Let's have a look inside. Loose and open as I expect it to be. Okay. It could be the liquid from the rhubarb. In the middle, it's claggy. What's the Welsh word for claggy? Claggy? They all laugh. Michael's cake is, he says hi. They say hi. And they say, okay, well, tell us what happened. The stick, it's stuck. It lost the definition. Cracked down the middle. Icing looks terrible. Let's have a look. It's too bad because and Henry's even stressed for him, but cake tastes delicious. Prue laughs. It's so good. And the raspberry was in. Tastes great. Looks a mess. And they say, thank you. He breathes. Also, somebody else I'm rooting for. I mean, I really like Michael. And also, I probably at some point I knew who won the season, but I have no idea. So I have no idea who the final three or just six or whatever is. Then we go outside. We see a squirrel. We're going to have a talking head sequence. Michael says, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Just a cake, though. I know it's just a cake, he's telling himself, but I'm going to jump in the river. Phil says, that was tough. I barely finished. Henry's happy. That was the best I did. That's not saying much, but good. We get a couple more outside shots, and then Dairy Week's not getting any easier. Oh, no. Baker's got no idea what's coming. Prue set it up. All the elements are equally important, so don't mess up on any of them, she says. Right. They're going out to a car boot sale. Paul's boots, whose car, you know. They're going to go back to Tudor times. Henry VIII liked this recipe, said to keep it under lock and key, 12 maids of honor. Flaky rough puff pastry, layer of lemon curd, silky smooth, well-risen, cheese curd filling, Tudor rose. And Sandy laughs at Noel because he had to read all that. And she says, that's rough, huh? Then there's a bit about baking curd cheese. See, a baking curd cheese does not sound pleasant. Curdled dairy. Then they have to make lemon curd and a rough puff. Henry's never even made one. Which I guess in this show, I think every season you do have to make a rough puff at least once. But it's like the rough puff, then a lemon curd, then the curd cheese. And then they have to stencil Tudor rose and powdered sugar. And Prue wants to see the layers of pastry, and you got to bake it blind, or Paul says, you get a soggy bottom. And they are so delicious that Paul and Prue are joking that they could eat the entire tray of the ones they have. So Michael's trying to accept things and try to have fun, and everybody's working on their pastry, which is the recipe's just like basically like, you know, whatever, water, butter, and whatever. Water, yeast, flour. So then we get a roll sequence. Michelle gives Noel a hard time about his rolling technique and hers. She says, we got to hit the gym because it's hard to roll out. Then you add half the frozen butter. So rough puff pastry is like these lovely laminated layers, as David says. You keep folding them till you can get as many layers. Helena's dough is not working. She doesn't know what's wrong with it. She tries adding more flour, and that's got to go in the freezer to keep it cold. Steph needs some cling film. Noel drops it on the floor. Anybody had a maid of honor? They all ask. But no one's even eaten one, not even Sandy, I don't think. Now they got to make the curd cheese, milk, and vinegar to separate the curds from the milk solids. And curdled cheese, that's how you do it. Then you put it through the mixture, leave it to drain. No one's happy about it. Then they got to make lemon curd. And it's just make lemon curd. And Michelle asks Phil how to do it. It's just sugar, eggs, and David says it's really not that complicated. I mean, to Noel. Everybody's trying to thicken their curd, and some people thicken it. Priya's keeps working on hers. Hers isn't thickening as way she'd want. It's still on the heat. So she goes on and on, and it's just costing her time. Get a couple more outside shots. 1 hour left. People are like, you got to be kidding me. Some people are making their pastry. Priya's still working on her curd. Helena's pastry's still something wrong with it. Got to cut it into 12 rounds. People are trying to figure out the correct size. We don't want to make them too big, not too small. and trying to stay calm. They're a bit wee, Michael says. He has a lot of excess pastry. And Helena's like, why is my dough so hard? I forgot to put in water. Well, it's too late now. So nothing she can do about it. She's not happy. And then they have to blind bake it, pre-bake the base. Like 15 minutes. So a lot of going into the oven sequence, but Priya's waiting for a curd to set. And it was like, oh, maybe I should have been had to double layer, whatever. What is that? Multitask. And then Noel does like this absurdist thing with Rosie. Says your thing's real only ringing in your head. She kind of, I like that kind of stuff. And Priya's trying to get hers done, but her stuff is sticking now. So definitely a frustration. I guess I'm rooting for everybody because I say, well, man, I feel for Priya. Okay, so then the curd assembly is going on because the blind bakes are coming out. So people are starting to put theirs together. And some of them are not very high. Like they're in kind of cupcake tins, so they're not quite filled. 10 minutes left. Got to put it in. Could be worse. Priya says that mine aren't even in. I'm still working on mine. Then you got to do a Tudor Rose stencil. What is a Tudor Rose? That's what people say. I think we see Steph's area of like just your drawing skill. 5 minutes left. Everybody's trying to get it done out of the oven. You know, trying to get it on something. Priya's just getting hers in the oven. And everybody's running around. Helena's are falling apart. People are stenciling. People are helping. And, it's not going well for everybody. And the time is up. And not everybody gets, Priya does not get hers plated fully. And then we get an outside shot at some tulips. We get everybody, and then Paul and Prue and their maids of honor. A bit wee. Did I say that already? I like that term. So they say, okay, where are we going to start? Right. By and large, they're almost too shallow. Paul walks off and comes back and laughs. Paul says they're awful. They're really bad. So they start with David. So they're neat. Form of something in the middle. Too shallow. And they take a bite. Baked through, though. All right, moving on. Michelle, thin pastry, which is good, but no height. And nice flavor. Curd's pretty good. Flat as pancakes. That's Alice's, I think. Curd tartlet. Then Priya's, they just skip over. Then Rosie's, quite a nice curd, but no height. Needs more effort. Then they say this one's a disaster. Helena's a short crust, not puff pastry. New invention. Then they go to Phil's, no rose on top. Too dry. Not enough filling. Steph's, this looks good. There's kind of a pattern. And it is flaky. And then Henry's baked all the way through, shallow, good layers, it tastes good. And then Michael's, they shrunk, a bit overdone, been boiled even. Okay, so then they go through the rankings. Priya, Helena, Alice, Michelle, or Michael, Phil, Michelle, Rosie, Henry, David, and Steph. Best of this lot, they say. And people are raising their hands as they come in. The only drama is between first and second. David's for a second. At least there's an attempt for Tudor Rose. And Steph, wish they could say they were the best maid of honors I've eaten, but they're the best of this lot. Well done. So Steph's like, I'm glad I got out of that. That's a plus. Phil says, I got to do better tomorrow. Elena's like, what was I thinking? Priya's disappointed. But, you know, that's what happened. Michael's just like, this has not gone well. I better enjoy the showstopper just in case I have to leave. I don't want to leave feeling like this. So that's nice. And he has some tears. Then we see another fully grown duck with like a sparkling head. The bakers walk into the tent. Okay, so the bakers are walking into the tent. A lot of them have coats on. Not everyone, though. So it gives an idea of the... I think there is an extreme, the weather is extreme because it's chilly in the morning. I wouldn't say it looks freezing, but I think later somebody's like, so hot in here. So I don't know, just an observation. Really nice gardens too. So this is their last chance. They're going to, okay, best technical ever, they joke about. Nice cup of tea. Steph's in first. David's on top. Henry's doing good. This is table talk. Muddy Waters down at the bottom. Michael, Priya. Car, he's using car metaphors. And it could be two people to go home. So I don't know if Paul and Prue get to decide that or Paul or what. Like, is it a week where two people do really bad? Because that would help me. I mean, I guess it's just a cliffhanger thing. Stunning display of milk-based Indian sweets known as mishti. And your display should contain 12 portions of mishti. They say mishti a lot. And it's got to be a stunning centerpiece for like a party. And Sandy even says, I'm getting mishti-eyed. So ready, set, bake. So everybody starts going. This is not in Phil's comfort zone, he says. Michael's like already stressed. Priya says, this, if I don't do well on this, I'm not going to be happy because, you know, I'm going to cry if I have to go out. So these are birthday weddings, vibrant, sense of celebration, wonderful opportunities, your imagination. Prue's got her beautiful yellow coat on. Colorful, celebratory, real showstopper. Prue and Paul have asked the bakers to use coya, which is a form of condensed milk. Dates back thousands of years. You simmer the milk down to get to milk solids. So it does require elbow grease. Noel even says, I could do it. You can't let it burn. A lot of times people use powdered milk, Helena says, but not, they don't boil it down like this. So they start with Alice, Indian-British fusion, afternoon tea. So that's my flavors. I'll have a Koya carrot cake, coffee, and chocolate cheesecake, but never done anything like this before. Like evaporated milk, it could take 2 hours. Can't burn it though, ruin everything. Steph, everybody's made. Oh no, Henry's like, mine's burnt. Paul's watching him. A bit of burnage. And then you know, you got to put other flavors in there: saffron, cardamom. Priya says these are like one of my favorite things. I loved them as a child. So she's making flavors of my childhood mishti, rose and lychee, saffron, and mango. So it should be good. This is sort of stuff you have if somebody had a baby or a wedding. But there is a learning curve. My dad was, her dad said, oh, yeah, I used to make this all the time. I just stir the pot for 5 hours. That was my job. And I say, thank you. And, you know, Priya's not the only one with everything riding on this. Pressure's on for Michael. He's doing something based on the Indian flag. The colors of the Indian flag, green, orange, and white. What are the flavors, though? Mango, pistachio, lemon, and rose. And he has a Bengali grandfather. So if any pressure... goes, I don't like Indian milk sweets, so any of them. And they go, good luck. Sounds wonderful, though. Good ideas. And then Henry, they talk about the battle top between Henry, Steph, and David. Steph is rose and pistachio, pink hue, bit of Steph personality in there. She's got rose and pistachio, mango, date, and walnut. Hopefully that'll help. And then Nolsa's pressure, a star baker. And she goes, well, David's setting the pace. Noel says, David's like, look at his fringe game is ridiculous. David's using some Kurwa water, I think. He says it'll add some smells, good or aromatics. Cardamom, carrot, flavors of India. He's putting fennel in there. And, you know, I'm a big fennel. I mean, I'm a big rye bread fan. So, they say good luck. Then we see a pheasant outside. Half an hour into the challenge, Koi is still on the heat. Everybody's still doing it. Paul's walking around. Paul and Proof offered a lifeline, though. Your third suite can use something else. So you could use a condensed milk base, saving time for third suite. So everybody's doing that. Henry's making something more time-consuming, though. Pistachio and raspberry kulfi, which is like an ice cream, which will have to cool in the freezer. And hopefully the freezer's cold. Henry's making seaside mishti. Orange, pistachio, raspberry ice cream. And he goes, it's better set in the freezer, man. Noel says, I cry all the time. I cry at movies. That's how I ended up here in the tent. And then we see a bird. Noel's holding a bag. He's halfway through. He says, Sandy, where are you? He's like Santa Claus with Sandy. Okay, so Henry goes in the freezer. He's worried. We've got Phil working shortcut suites. There's over 100 different types of mishti to choose from. Wide variety of confectionery. There's some deep frying going on, which is a classic, Priya says. Michelle's doing a rice pudding. Her husband's nan used to make a rice pudding. Passion fruit discs with chocolate and raspberry. She made a like bread bowl to put them in, or tart case. Helena's doing, based on an old British sweet shop, a nice chocolate coconut bar, a parma violet and a lemon sherbet, and biscuit spoons she's making, which are very cute. And Noel says, are you using magic? Henry checks the freezer again, and it's taking long to freeze. Obviously, it's not making him happy. Mishti are traditionally served as bold centerpieces, so should be celebrating with color. Rosie's really making a lot of color. Bright yellows and reds, gold leaf, rose pedestal, martini glasses. So she's making a cocktail, orange, rose. She's deep frying some decorations for the glasses. Phil is going no further. He says, one time I was staring into space at the conservatory, thinking of ideas. And I said, oh, my garden looks a little bit like this. Nice. So he's like doing a rockery garden with pebbles, chocolate soil. Norman, his garden gnome. A day out from Norman. Phil's garden of mishti. Blueberry, elderflower, pistachio. Making some stones, soil. Noel says, you made this soil? And he goes, I'm going to feed Paul some soil. Come on, Phil, smash it. Then we see a bunch of ducklings and a duck, 45 minutes down. Henry's ice cream still has not set. And Koi is finally done. It is very thick now. But it still needs to be shaped, coated, and decorated and turned into beautiful sweet. A lot of balls-shaped things. They're trying to get their sizes rolled out correctly. Steph cracks a subtle joke. Then people are running to get bowls. So, you know, this is like the difficulty sequence. Coffee, sugar syrup, coffee and afternoon tea. Henry's frying stuff. Checks his, he's trying to get everything done, right, at the same time. Ice cream artist hard as I want him to be. Yeah, Rudy's fumbling. You know, things are falling apart. Ganesh's favorite sweet Michael's making. Not Haribo, Sandy says. I think it's cute that a demigod, a god, would have sweets. A favorite sweet, that a god would have a favorite sweet is cute. Then we have Henry's ice cream come out. It is not set. So that's disappointing. And there's, you know, obviously a lot of heavy breathing then because it's, oh, goodness. Steph offers to help, but there's nothing to do. Everybody's rushing. Everybody's checking things off, though, as they're putting it together and saying, okay, well, this is good, but that's not good. 1 minute left and everybody goes into final mode and people are asking for help. Bria asks Michael for help. Everybody's trying to set their things up or put them together and move things around and really make it look glamorous because it's supposed to be the centerpiece of a party, right? And everybody finishes. Really like that Michael helped Bria out. I mean, everybody helps everybody, but it was like they're both in a tough spot, right? So, all right, Norman's, they're going to be the star of the show. Norman the gnome, Phil says, we see another duckling. So cute. Holy moly. Some purple flowers. The tent, and we go to Phil. Oh no, then we see everybody sitting with their stuff. And they start with Steph. Oh, you have to bring yours up. That's right. So Steph brings hers up and puts it down. And it's pretty pink and pretty misty. So they say, okay, I like the pink. Maybe it looks like a hot dog bun, pink hot dog bun. And this Pink Panther's hot dog, rose and pistachio, scoop up the middle, and enough flavor in the rose, lovely combination. Try the next one. It's very good as well. Grape blend, mango, and coconut. Clever with the flavors, you've done well. Lovely. Then David's up after Steph. Precise, accurate, very fancy. And then they say, okay, the Kiwa water, Kiwa water melts, releasing all the flavors, aromatic, really good. Carrots, delicious. Flavors are interesting. Excellent. So we see Steph and David, you know, and then they go to Alice. Alice even has a menu. Looks great. It looks like afternoon tea. They dig in. Chocolates, cheesecakes, moist and creamy. This one's pleasant as well. Carrot cake with thicker paste. Well done. Well done. Helena's next. Hers is definitely the one that looks most like a centerpiece. Yeah, they say it could even be at a wedding. So they start with their purple one. And then they go, lemon's the best one for me. Citrus flavor strong, lovely. Biscuits beautiful. So it's so difficult not to eat the whole thing. Then Rosie's after that. Hers is very bright, looks good. Colors match up beautifully. And they go into the first one, very delicious, cardamom and saffron, aromatic, spice blends good, very clever. You should be proud of yourselves. Then Michelle, looks nice, nice color, very different to each other. But the rice pudding is not, they don't like it. One flower pot, I don't like it. She goes, oh, that's my favorite. I love rice pudding. And he goes, that's not rice pudding. She says, okay, Paul. We got a Henry, Seaside Mishti. One is melted. Didn't finish, huh? And there's a nice vanilla flavor to it, but the texture's wrong because it's melted. And so, yeah, if you were, you'd eat it if you were given it. And, yeah, and Henry says, yeah, if I didn't have a choice, if I had nothing else to eat. So they laugh at that. And then Michael's up, Michael's flag of Indian Mishti. They love the shapes, the style. And I say, okay, Paul takes a bite. Delicious apricot, coconut, not too sweet. Like the almond ones, they really fit very well. Thank you. They got then Priya's up. Okay, these are actual edible things. Deep fried and soaked in rose and lychee syrup. Okay. They take a thing of that. They like because it's fried. It's quite savory. Shall we try one of these? He takes another bite. It's really hard to get saffron right, but this is absolutely right. This one is nice. Good mango flavor. Very creamy. Could have been more color in it, though. Flavors are good. Heard good things. Well done. Phil's corner of my garden, Mishti. They're laughing at the gnome. And see, it's very colorful, but the rest of them are classy. And they wouldn't put a garden gnome. Kind of a backhanded compliment. Then they start eating it. Prue even shakes her head. She goes, I don't like it. It tastes fake. Too much. With the flavor extracts, and they all are kind of the same. So thank you, Phil. So everybody takes a breath. And then Mike says, yesterday did not go well. So we got, but it was a personal victory today, I think. Priya says, hopefully I've done enough. They liked the flavors. And I'm proud I recreated something I really like. She's tearing up. But definitely a massive relief for her. And then Michael says, geez, I knew, you know, Priya and I were at the bottom, so I feel a little bit guilty for being here. But, you know, I'm also very thrilled for Steph. Genuinely thrilled. He says, because wow, so pleased. Bruce says, she's a serious baker, Steph. Steph calls her mom. She says, I got star baker. Her mom says, I'm in a car park. Oh my gosh. And Steph says, don't swear. She goes, bloody heck. We're sitting here in the car park. And Steph says, you're not meant to swear on TV. Oh, sorry. I just can't believe it. And then she says, you got to start believing in yourself, Steph. And Steph's laughing the whole time. So very nice end to the episode. And another great episode of the Great British Baking Off. So really sleepy stuff. Good night, everybody. I want to just thank some people that recently stopped being patrons. I think I did this one other time recently, but... really, people, like, only a small percentage of people support the podcast, so even people that support it for a little while, your help is really appreciated, and, yeah, I just wanted to do this. I wanted to thank Tony, Kimberly, and Jeff, with a G. Thanks, and good night. Wanted to thank Lily, Ezra, and Tim. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Wanted to thank Viv, and Kathy, thank you, thanks, and good night. Wanted to thank Renee, Wyatt, and Wydell. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Wanted to thank Tyler, Thomas, and Stephanie. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Wanted to thank Sharon, S.E., and Raina. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Wanted to thank Reese, Rachel, and Paige. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Wanted to thank Null, Mac, and Kay. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Wanted to thank Justine, Jennifer, and James. Thanks, and good night. want to thank Kat, Braden, and Bernie. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody. The Sleeping Exists a Free Podcast because the people that support the show directly via Patreon or Apple Podcasts or our sponsors. We don't have any outside funding or anything like other than those. So that's really how we bring the show to you for free twice a week. And what else? Oh, we grow as a podcast by people spreading the word, which has been huge lately. If you spread the word about the show, please send me a message through sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. And I can send you a thank you video. So do that. Thank you so much. And yeah, what do you say? Oh, there's a couple of tuck you in sponsors or me. Scoots, past Scoots asking for support. That's how we've been able to grow all those archives. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month. And what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only. And then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcast, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boar Friends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. That's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53. Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever needed support at supercast.com is there to help you. So if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because I put it at the end of the free show too. This is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, and building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.